Dr. Dennis McCauley did allude to this yesterday. He says it was going to be a sort of multi-pronged inquest, which is scheduled to take place in December. And he has asked for a report to be drawn up by the HSE, by the hospital, into what was happening at Letterkenny Hospital on that evening, what the waiting times were, what the bed capacity was like. And he's awaiting that report. Now, the family's legal representative indicated that they are very keen to push ahead and obviously to get answers as to what happened here. But certainly scrutiny will be largely on the hospital and what was happening that evening. And Dr. McCauley also pointed to another case in Carndona, that of a well-publicised one of the late Mrs. Maura Porter, and similar circumstances where she waited 50 minutes for an ambulance and sadly passed away. So that will also will form part of this inquest.
And why would this case be the subject of an inquest? Do we know what would trigger that? Because, of course, you know, I remember when we were discussing this case, there was lots of other people that could relate similar cases that were contacting us, but they never became the subject of an inquest. Do we know how an inquest would be ordered in this way, Connor?
I think where it's not just a cut and dried as to what happened, where there are questions outstanding, essentially. And in this case, obviously, there are questions as to why it took an hour, why an ambulance was tied up for 6.5 hours, and why Mrs. Callaghan didn't get the care that she required within a reasonable time.